Oh, hey, baby. How's moving day going? It really is hot outside. That's why I'm in here doing the easy stuff. You look like you need a break, babe. Here, take a bottle of water. I don't want my cub getting dehydrated on moving day. You deserve a reward for working so hard on your day off, sweetheart. What am I doing? Well, I'm cleaning up the guest room, so you can have your own space. I love you, and I know you love me, but that doesn't mean we need to spend every waking second of every day together, you know? So I started moving stuff around, and we can put your desk and computer over here, and it'll be a good little shared office kind of thing, you know? Yes, I know I don't need to do that, but I want to. If you want to show your appreciation, you could give me a sip of your water, and a hug, and a kiss. I don't care that you're sweaty. You look adorable. All sweaty and manly, drinking a bottle of water. No, come here. There's my sweet boy. You're not even that sweaty. And you smell good. Not stinky. Just manly. Baby, someone's feeling frisky. All that hard work got your testosterone and blood flowing? Or is it these tiny shorts and my very revealing tank top? I saw your eyes when you came in. They looked like they were about to come out of your head. So, was it the tits? Or the legs? Or the ass, hun? Someone is definitely feeling frisky. Fuck. Oh, I love how greedy your hands feel. Oh, like they want to touch every single inch of me over and over. Fuck yes. Oh, kiss my neck, baby. You fucking know how that makes me. Now, I let you get us started, but you know how this relationship works. I'm the one in charge, aren't I, cub? Nod your head. That's my baby boy. It's my turn to be greedy. Your skin. So sweet. And I can feel how needy you are. I think you're a little too dressed. I know that's just what you want. And what I want is to hear you moan for me. I think you've earned a little bit of tender, loving care, don't you, baby? Working so hard in the heat. It definitely has you hard. Here, let me just get down on my knees and... Fuck! I don't think I'll ever get used to this cock you're packing. It isn't just the perfect size. Oh no. It's just so damn hard. So fucking eager. I know you'd give me the dicking of a lifetime if I let you. But that's not what I want right now. I think you like what you see. Or at the very least, your cock does. Me, on my knees, my long tan legs curled up under me so I can stroke you. My hair up in a messy bun, my tits almost entirely out of this tank top. You must want me to take them out, don't you, baby? I will, if you say please. Say it. Louder, honey. Good boy. Obedience gets rewarded. I want to watch you squirm, baby. To watch your face get red. To feel your needy hips trying to fuck my hand. To hear those sweet, desperate noises while you try to get me to go faster. But why would I go faster? Why rush perfection? I know some people think it's old-fashioned, but I just love giving a sweet, slow, lusty handy every now and then. Especially to younger guys like you. It's like you don't even know how to process being teased, denied, built up. I blame porn, really. You just expect a girl to dive on your dick and start throating herself into oblivion until you get to burst. Not me. Or at least, not me right now. Right now, I'm just admiring your package. The way it's throbbing. How your balls feel. How your head is pulsing and desperate. Even though I'm not going fast. And I just love how your balls feel. Heavy, tight, full of cum, just begging to be let out. I think it's an underappreciated feature on men. The balls. You have a truly spectacular pair, my love. Something about them, it's just so primal, so fucking animalistic, like they belong on a bull or something. Now, you won't get to feel my pretty mouth on your cock, but those balls? I love those little moans you made while I was sucking on them. I always thought you were adorable. And then there was that first time that I edged you. You remember, don't you? It was our third date. He came over and I made that shrimp linguine you love so much. We snuggled on the couch watching a movie. Or you were watching the movie. I was kissing your neck and stroking this monster. Whispering filthy nothings into your ear. And watching you try to keep it together. While I was trying to make you come apart. Your face got so red before I finished you off. And it got everywhere when I let you come. Talk about dessert, huh, baby? Aw, you're not much in the talking mood, are you? More of a moaning one, it looks like. Say my name, baby. Moan Jay for me here. Those little whimpers at the end of my name. You're so hot when you're all subby, aren't you? Moaning for me again, baby boy. And you're gonna make me wet. I think it's time, baby. Time to get that thick, hot cum right out of your perfect cock and right into my pretty mouth. Oh, I said that right. You get to come in my mouth. I did say that you deserved a reward, didn't I? That's it, baby. Come for me. Give me all of your fucking seed, baby boy. I need it. I fucking need it. Oh, baby, what a good boy. My wonderful, perfect boy. Help me up so I can give you a hug. So sweet. So cozy. I love you so much, baby. Just breathe. Relax. Come down. I know how hard you come when you get worked up. Just take a minute. Or five. I'm gonna go make us some lunch. You can go take a shower and cool off before going back to your place after we eat. Maybe, just maybe, I'll let you eat something other than a sandwich.